regards to entertainment. So there's one specific question they asked, is it bad to watch animated movies together using only subtitle and the sound muted?
Yeah, I think animated movies can be fine, particularly well, the one issue still is what's that called? Of I have to if it's something like Lion King or something, it's just animals, right? Or Cars, or I think it's Cars, right? That Pixar, whatever it was, or something with robots. Well, then even in that issue, then you don't have that issue of, you know, non-mahrams in the movie. Or if they're only kids in there, right? They're only kids in the movie. Because, you know, I think now it's fine if the kids are watching it with the subtitles and there's no music in the background, right? So if, I think there's more latitude for them. And maybe if mom's watching with them, there's more latitude for mom to watch with them as well. Because if a woman looking at a man without shahwa, there's some space for that. And it's not even really a man, right? It's like it's a I don't know, it's a cartoon figure, right? Whatever the case may be. So I think there's some space for that. I think for men, they should be a little bit more careful. Because even they do have like the outline. Some they can make now. I think even animated stuff very realistic, right? So, in that, I think there should be some ihtiyat from the side of the men. But it's like the thing is that it's not inherent. It's not necessarily just the. I mean, it's not like staring at the screen inherently was haram. It was the idea of looking at something which is impermissible. So, and then the background music, right, can be an issue. So if you're getting rid of that and watching with subtitles, I think there's space for that.
And then the second follow-up question, they're discussing, you know, sometimes you mentioned one of the ways to have quality time with the spouse is having good conversation. And so they're mentioning if there's an issue, difficulty generating good conversation topics, what are some advice to improve in that area?
That's what's that called? I think that's a great question, actually. So I think things which are I think questions are great things that to and this is something I learned from my kids, and I think it used to be something that we used to. I can remember back to me doing this to my parents when we went on those long car rides. We'd be like, "Okay, Dad, so what's your favorite color? Or what do you think is the best way to do X, Y, and Z?" So like. The best way to spur conversations are open-ended questions. Like, don't be like, if you ask yes or no questions, then it stops right there. But you're like, you know, like, how do you think that we can improve the state of the ummah? Right? That's a very open-ended question. Like, you know, like, why do people do X, Y, and Z? Something that the answer is not so clear about, right? Or, you know, what do you think the youth are struggling with so much, or X, Y, and Z? Or you think, what do you think? And it could be like, oh, what's your How would you rate your fashion style, right? It could be something like that. It could be taking one of those personality quizzes together and going through it and having a discussion about that. Sometimes philosophy can, and you have to be careful about it, right? But sometimes that can be good fodder for discussion. Sometimes politics can be good fodder for discussion, but you have to be careful again. You know, world events can be fodder for discussion. And I think also reading widely. So this is one of the things that if you start reading widely about different subjects, it really becomes a good basis to generate interesting topics for conversation. So there's this what was a book that I was reading not so long ago, The Secret Lives of Animals or something, or The Language of Trees. I forgot what it was. There's two different books, but talking about how, you know, trees have their own language. I mean, that was amazing. I mean, you start talking about that at the dinner table, like everyone's like, wow, that's really amazing. I didn't know that slime actually has a brain and it can actually, you know, navigate through mazes. And, you know, and then that became a whole thing that we were talking about. So I think questions, and then also finding, knowing each other, the things that interest them. So that's something that we learned from Mufti Kamal when he would like do dawah. He would try to find, like, he would find something that the other person is really interested in and really just talk to them about that. Like, and Maulana Tariq Jamil is an amazing example of this. You know, that very famous like 4-hour discussion that he had with Amr Khan. Like, what did he have in common with Amr Khan? Amr Khan is living in one orbit. Muhammad Jamil is living in another orbit. But then he knew a lot about, you know, the industry from way back when, right, from his Jahiliyyah days or whatever. And so, and he had an interest in the same. So they struck a chord and then just kept on talking and talking and talking about that. So finding, I think, trying to find things that they're interested in. And, you know, there are some people who aren't like really great conversationists, right? So in that case, I mean, it's going to be hard to have, you know, long conversations with someone. That's just their personality. So then you try to find other things, right, that you connect on. But the thing to remember, though, is just, I mentioned politics, you know, and when I say politics, like, I mean, things like Uyghur Muslims and stuff. Like, you have to be sort of careful about, or some of the, like, maybe crazy things that are going on where it's important to know that, you know, which trends there are in society, but to be careful about falling into riba. Like, for example, like, you know, like, I don't know, these People magazine, oh, this person's dating this person, or this person's doing that, or this person was charged with this. You have to be careful about that, because you could very easily fall into riba if a person's not careful with just talking about what's on the news.